You're listening to Say Something with Yasik Goldie on the Boston Free Radio. Listening in today on a very special episode of Say Something with Yasik Goldie. Today we will be talking about living in our toxic plastic world, because plastics are everywhere. They're not necessarily good for you. If you or someone you know has been suffering from the toxic plastics, you can call me anytime. Or maybe you just have a question about plastic. You can reach me 617-454-4237. I will have very many operations standing by to take your call. First, there is a unknown fact that they just found out right now. The scientists have found that some hard plastics containing the endocrine distributors that mimics the hormones can actually produce the fat cells in the body. Let us enjoy this.
We're just big boned, and don't exercise, eat poorly, and handle too much plastic. Scientists have found evidence suggesting that exposure to some chemicals found in hard plastics could play a role in America's high obesity rate. The chemicals are endocrine disruptors. They mimic natural hormones that regulate how many fat cells a body makes. But look at the bright side. Now, worrying about your weight could influence you to use products that are better for the environment. There you are, the silver lining. Scientists began this research because food intake and exercise levels of Americans haven't changed enough in the past 20 years to completely explain the increase in obesity. God bless America, the only country that's so fat we actually baffle scientists. So, next time you order that double cheeseburger, just make sure you get it in a non-fattening, non-plastic container.
Yes. Please, be wary of the plastics. You may be asking, why did you decide today to talk about plastics instead of gold? And that is because, if you think about it, the plastic is the opposite of gold. It is a man-made desire that man has basically made. and yet it is toxic to us in every waking hour. I met with a lady, and she's an expert. Let us listen to what she has to say about the toxic plastics. Hello? Hello? I think we're having trouble with the phone lines. Let us see if we can reach her again and tell her about her amazing plastic story. Brought to you by Plastics.
Health-conscious dancer my whole life, with no breast cancer in my family, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I took it upon myself to find out why this might have happened to me and why it's happened to so many of my friends. And I found out that we are constantly being exposed to artificial estrogens in our environment.
Environmental chemicals are having severe impacts on human diseases, particularly cancers.
Yes, they are.
In the 1940s, a woman's risk of developing breast cancer was 1 in 22. In the 1960s, her risk was 1 in 14. And today, 1 in 7 women are at risk for developing breast cancer in their lives. Genetics alone cannot explain these changes. In fact, genetics can't explain rapid changes like that at all. In our everyday lives, we're exposed to thousands of chemicals. There are chemicals in the things that we eat, in the things that package what we eat. There are chemicals that are sprayed on food as pesticides and herbicides. There are chemicals in the detergents that we use to wash ourselves and to wash our surroundings. This class of chemicals that are known to affect the development of animals and humans is now called endocrine disruptors. These chemicals are known to enter the body and to act like hormones or to disrupt the normal action of hormones. They can bind to hormone receptors, and they can cause lots of diseases and syndromes that we're actually seeing increasing in human populations. We're exposed to 80 to 100,000 chemicals, and about 2% of those are what's actually tested. People's concern about the things that we eat has to do with hormones. A lot of animals are thought to be treated with growth hormones and other hormones that increase the amount of meat that they produce and decrease the amount of food that they require to produce that meat. We don't know what those hormones are doing to us. We do know that hormones stay in meat. Hormones stay in fat. A lot of the chemicals that are used to make surfactants, which basically means bubbles, have estrogenic activity. So a lot of detergents that are used to clean our homes and our clothes do have estrogenic activity. Things that you and I don't consider detergents but are like shampoo and other soaps and personal care products can have estrogenic activity. This also leads to women's makeups and lotions. Many of them do have estrogenic activity. There are a lot of different kinds of plastics, and they're used and made with a lot of different chemicals that have endocrine disruptor functions. The other chemical that's found in plastics is what my own research has focused on, which is bisphenol A. It is a necessary component to make polycarbonate plastics. BPA is used in order to strengthen plastics, and it's also used because polycarbonate is thought to be durable. In terms of things that come in contact with our food, like saran wraps, a lot of them do contain BPA. Reusable plastic containers, like Tupperware, BPA is also used in some dental sealants. It's now being found in a lot of environmental samples, including water, dust, and air samples, both indoor and outdoor. The levels that have been measured in human blood, in human urine, in amniotic fluid, placenta, and umbilical cord blood are levels that are known to have significant effects on animal models. The population that we're most concerned about is the developing fetus and the developing infant. This is the population that is exposed to high levels of chemicals with no ability to protect themselves from it. So, for instance, a lot of the toys that we buy for our children, things that are pliable like rubber duckies and chew toys, things that we think are safe because they're marketed for children, are often made with estrogenic and anti-androgenic and androgenic activity. The other concern that we have is baby bottles. So lots of baby bottles are made with BPA because they're plastic. And glass bottles are expensive, they're hard to sterilize, they break easily, it's hard for babies to hold them, and so women often prefer to buy their babies plastic bottles. A lot of analysis has been done on these baby bottles purchased from lots of different countries, baby bottles that are brushed, put in a dishwasher, treated with hot water, all things that women think they should do in order to protect their babies from infections or food poisoning. And all of those things are actually increasing the leaching of BPA from those baby bottles. A lot of the cans that are used to contain formulas have linings that have epoxy resins, which contain BPA and other chemicals. So pretty much we're taking the most vulnerable population and exposing them to huge doses of chemicals in what they eat.
It's such a heartbreaking fact that we live with every day. Over 6 billion pounds of BPA are produced each year, making one of the highest productive volumes of plastic in the world. Scientists have studied over the past 10 years, have identified adverse effects. Breast cancer, prostate cancer, attention deficit disorder. It's just not right. What can we do as a society and as an individual to rid ourselves of these toxins that we created for ourselves? Please, you can call me and share your sorrow. My number is 617-454-4237. We have operators ready to take your call. And they're wearing plastic headphones, so please be quick about it. Because the amount of chemical BPA is leaking into their bread, their brains is toxic. And the sooner we can get some gold headphones, or maybe glass, the better. And maybe we can get some gold computers and burn everything into gold, because gold is not toxic. Gold is real, my friend. Plastic is fake. And I want you to know that you may be careful to buy only BPA-free toys, and the clear wrap, and the travel mugs, and other plastics. It's still not enough, because doing so is supposedly to spare your family from a hormone-disrupting chemical, but these items, they still aren't safe. If by safe, you mean products that don't leach other hormone-disrupting chemicals. But there's a new study that indicates that nearly every plastic product, including the BPA-free, is made up of chemicals that stimulate estrogenic activities, also called EA, in the human cells. And these estrogens have been linked to a whole slew of frightening problems, like increased rates of productive cancers and premature puberty in girls, lower sperm counts in the men, obesity, and many more. In order to get rid of this, we must stop the production of all plastics and stop using all the plastics. Convert into gold or glass if you cannot afford the gold. Please, because every plastic product that the University of Texas researchers studied in the plastics, they all leached these EA chemicals. And some BPA-free products actually released more EA than other plastics. And that included the eco-friendly plastics made from the plant products, which apparently release EA due to the additives that are used in them. In addition, these researchers, they checked the effect of the sunlight and the microwave and dishwasher used, and they determined that these plastics leach even more EA after these ordinary stressors. I know we aren't plastic-free by any means, but in the prison, I tried to start using heavy glasses and refused to drink or eat off of the plastic plates anymore. Sometimes, I just take it in the hand, but I noticed they serve it on a plastic spoon. Please, call me, let us discuss plastic to plastic, mano y mano. I've always thought that maybe if they legalize hemp in the world, all our products can be hemp products, and instead of getting toxic chemicals released into our brains, we can get the THC levels up and have a peaceful world. But that means loss of millions for the richers and the billionaires invested in the tree industry for the paper products. Who knows what we can do? Start using the gold. I have another interview with a lady who is a mother, and she found out all these toxins while she was breastfeeding. Let us listen to what this lady has to say. She also wrote a book about it. It's called Breasts. I am definitely gonna read it. Hello? Hello? I am ready for the interview. We are having some tensioning difficulties in the area. I do not know what's going on. I need the tech support. Or maybe I just need better operators at the station. Please call me. Maybe you can apply for a position in the radio department. I have a call. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yossi. Are you talking about plastic today?
Yes. Do you have the plastic breast implants? Or maybe you have a plastic prosthetic?
I do have a plastic prosthetic. I had some implants put in maybe about 10 years ago. And I had problems with the implants. And
yes,
they needed to be taken out 2 years after that. And then I wanted them back in, so I had them put back in. And then I wanted them taken out again, so they took them out.
Are you afraid of getting the cancer from the too much exposure of the estrogen?
Yes. I'm afraid of getting too much more estrogen.
Yes. And now,
you would think that a man that wants breasts wouldn't mind a little more estrogen, but as a matter of fact, I just want the breasts. I don't want to become a woman. If that makes any sense at all.
Yes. Have you ever tried maybe wearing a bra and stuffing it with some socks?
I actually don't like bras. I'm a feminist that way. But I do like taking supermarket bags and filling them with water and walking around like that.
I see, caller.
I did that in between surgeries.
I see.
But you see, my life is impacted by plastic because I have the implants that are put in and taken out and put in and taken out. And then I use the plastic supermarket bags when I don't have implants. So you see, I would really like for the toxicity levels in plastic to just go down, because it would help people like me, normal Americans who just want breasts but no estrogen.
Yes, caller. You just have to get rid of all the plastics together. Have you considered getting breasts made out of gold?
Gold, that would be very heavy, I think, and put a strain on my back. I'm not a young pup like I was when I had my first implants put in.
Yes. It is a very, very hard situation here. Very hard.
I would be open to a paper or some sort of, naturally occurring material, implant. But I just don't, I don't see any research being done in that direction. Everything's plastic.
Yes. Well, the other choice you could have is maybe paper, as they give it in the grocery stores. Paper or plastic, please.
Perhaps, maybe I could ask for paper next time and just fill it with paper and walk around like that.
Yes.
But you see, a wadded up paper doesn't have the same effect as filled up plastic.
Yes, I can see that, caller. I can see that.
I want people to be looking at my breasts.
Yes, definitely. Have you ever tried water balloons?
I might, but then we get into plastic again.
Yes.
Which is fine, I suppose. I wonder if anybody's done any studies on water balloons to see. Those must be fine because kids play with them all the time, right?
Yes, I would think so. Water balloons. Maybe you could do some origami and make the paper balloon and fill that up with some waters.
Oh, that's good. Yes, I have a nephew who's really good with origami. I think I'll ask him to make some paper balloons and maybe some swans to put at the end.
Yes, that would be very delightful, Carl. Would be very delightful.
Some sort of freaky Lady Gaga thing going on. I think I could live with that.
Yes. Carl, have you ever...
You know, 10 years ago, people called me a freak. But people aren't calling me a freak so much anymore, you know. Anything goes, and that totally works for me.
Yes, yes, anything.
You know, if you want them, if you want breasts, but you don't want to be a woman, no, that's cool now.
Yes, it is, it is. I am so glad to be living in a society that is very accepting of others in their world.
Yes, people just need to realize that,
that it does
that,
not matter.
You know, we're all just people.
Yes.
Some of us want, you know, breasts strapped onto us that we weren't born with, and that should be okay.
Carler, can you tell me what size of breasts do you like to have? Like an A cup, a B cup, a C cup?
I like a triple K cup.
Those are really big breasts, Carler. Those are like watermelons, aren't they?
They are, they are.
And doesn't that have an effect on your back support? On your posture?
No, I have a really big back. I was blessed with an enormous Cossack. So
yes, I've always...
it can take the weight of my, you know, it can support me. It's like a load-bearing column in a building, you know?
Yes, I've always wondered why, you know, men are built in the upper chest area. And why don't they give men the burden of carrying these big heavy breasts? Because they can. And I see these women with these big breasts and they have very, very small shoulders and bad back posture because they just don't have the upper body strength like we do to support it.
Yeah, well, I actually heard that some men can't support it because a very popular surgery with men these days is actually breast reduction surgery.
Ah, yes. It's from eating too much plastic wrap around your McHamburgers.
Oh, yes, yes.
That actually causes the weight gain in the foods that we eat.
Yeah, and if you touch ATM receipts,
yes,
you can gain a lot of weight that way, too.
Yes, I'm trying to avoid the plastics altogether so that I may have a slim figure. It's very hard because everywhere I look, it's just plastic and plastic.
Plastic, plastic everywhere.
Yes, it's really hard to get out of this plastic world.
It's hard to, yes.
I do not know why we created such destruction around ourselves.
Well, I think that a lot of admin created, made plastic very popular because it wanted to create disposable things. Everything's disposable, disposable,
yes.
Disposable.
Yes, but they just... is disposable into the plastic island that has been created in many parts of the oceans, like particularly the one 3 times the size of Texas in the Pacific. That stuff.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. I'm sure my implants from my past 4 surgeries are in that island.
Yes.
And I feel personally responsible
that
way.
Yes, We are all personally responsible, because I know each and every one of you out there has drinking water out of a water bottle, has sucked on a pacifier, has opened up a wrapper for your chocolate bar, has wearing plastic sunglasses even as we speak.
We're holding plastic phones. We're putting on plastic shoes and plastic gloves.
Our clothes are even recycled of plastic. I heard that in the Walmart they were making clothes for the girls out of the recycled plastics. And I thought, wow, that's just buying cancer for yourself, young lady. Just put it where you need it, right up against the skin. You're buying a cancer shirt. How can people in the world let this happen?
It's business. It's all business, Yossi. As long as there's money to be made, there's no thought put into what happens after you throw away the thing.
Yes. We need to tear down these plastic companies and tell them we want no more plastic, but we want gold. We can have all our items made out of gold.
I am holding out for a non-plastic breast implant, Yossi.
Yes.
And until that day, I will wear my triple K paper bags in protest.
Yes, you do that, Color. You do that. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Yossi.
Thank you for sharing, Color.
Oh, thank you, Yossi. This is a worthy topic that deserves a lot of attention.
Yes. It has been ignored for too long.
Too long. Well, have a good day, Yossi, and thank you.
Thank you, Color. Let us look at this plastic vortex that has been created in the Pacific Ocean.
1,000 miles from land, the Pacific Ocean is striking in its beauty. Rich, deep blue waters, calm seas, and serene stillness. The North Pacific Ocean Gyre is a lonely destination. Far from major shipping lanes and fishing fleets, the region has been referred to as an ocean desert. Last summer, the Gyre was in the spotlight, not for its quiet beauty, but because it's become a gathering place for trash. The so-called Great Pacific Garbage Patch exists in a region known as an oceanic convergence zone. Here, plastic and other human-produced debris is accumulating in a giant vortex. Apart from expeditions headed by the Algolita Marine Research Foundation, the garbage patch has been understudied by scientists, leading to questions about the plastic and debris's impact on the ecosystems and animal life in the gyre. In August 2009, a group of Scripps Oceanography graduate students traveled to the gyre aboard the research vessel New Horizon to assess the magnitude of the problem.
My name is Miriam Goldstein. I'm a graduate student at Scripps Institution of Oceanography, and I am chief scientist for the Seaplex Cruise. The Seaplex Cruise is the Scripps Environmental Accumulation of Plastics Expedition. So we're out here going to the North Pacific Gyre to find out where the plastic is and what it's doing that's supposed to be accumulating out here.
The gyre, as you know, is a large circulating feature. It's a natural feature of the Pacific Ocean. It's a feature of both the North and South Pacific have their own gyres, and the Atlantic, North and South Atlantic also have gyres. And gyres are circulating features where the water is essentially swept around, and portions of that are circulating and retaining material, retaining water, potentially retaining buoyant material.
My main role on this cruise is to run the bongo bongo net and do the plankton sampling for that. And so I collect plankton, and we're preserving it for further analysis ashore.
We need a lot of different types of data because there are so many different kinds of organisms out there, and they can't all be sampled or collected in the same manner.
In counting debris, we've also been looking at what particular types of things are out there. And I'll tell you, I've seen 3 toothbrushes, a flosser, probably, I don't know, we've seen hundreds of fishing floats, buoys, fishing nets, detergent bottles, water bottles, all kinds of things that people throw off as garbage from shore or from their boats. But the The thing we've seen the very most of are these very small pieces of debris, sort of confetti-like stuff.
Well, it's just interesting just to see it. You know, you can read about a plastic patch in the ocean, but it's not quite the same thing as seeing it. We have not found the Island of Lost Toys. But if you look over the side every minute or so, a plastic jug or fragment of a bucket or a piece of net or a fishing float goes by, and it really is once a minute. But you can't get out and walk on it. If you multiply, you know, one piece of plastic per 10 square meters of ocean surface by this area of the ocean, you get quite a bit of trash. My role on this cruise, beyond just helping out where I can, is to look to see if small pelagic fishes are eating pieces of plastic. And this is important because the plastic picks up marine pollutants from the water, and it's possible that these pollutants enter the food chain with these little fish. So if we dissect some of these fish and find little bits of plastic, we know that it's possible that they are accumulating things like dioxin or DDT. Or other noxious chemicals.
It's just so sad.
And they can accumulate as you go up the food chain. These little fish get eaten by a bigger fish, and a bigger fish eats lots of little fish, and it will accumulate pollutants from those little fish until we see it on the grocery store shelf.
There are a couple things that have been really surprising to me. One is the amount of really, really small pieces of plastic, which is really interesting for some bacterial aspects of plastic interaction, because bacteria are one of the few things that can colonize these really, really small particles. And that might have important implications for the rest of the food chain if it makes plastic tasty to something else or appealing, settlement surface for small invertebrates that then grow larger and cause the plastic to sink, things like that.
We got to a point yesterday where we started counting per minute and we got over 200, and to a point where it was so much that we literally dropped our pencils and just stared at it with mouths open and could not physically make an estimate of how much we were passing. So I would say there's a lot of plastic debris in the middle of this ocean.
It's just heartbreaking to hear and to know that. It's a silent killer, or a killer that we do not want to admit because it's so convenient for us to lose or use, as I say.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're going to talk about breasts. They're sexy. They're a source of pleasure. They're fetishized. They feed babies. They get made bigger and smaller through cosmetic surgery. They get cancer more than any other organ except the skin. Breast milk may have surprising toxins the mother has been exposed to, but it also has ingredients that are nearly medicinal for the baby. These are some of the subjects of the new book, Breasts,
Hello,
by my
Colin.
Guest, science
You're
reporter Florence Williams. She's a contributor.
Hello, Yassi.
Yes, Colin. Yes, Colin.
Florence Williams, welcome to Fresh Air.
So what exactly are you saying we should do? I mean, you offer up all of these problems, but no solutions.
Colin, you are the solution to the problem. I am making you aware of this problem, so that way, in your inner deepmost action, you can create a solution to help yourself and others, because the problem exists because of you, and it also exists because of you.
Well, Yoshi, that's good and all, and I'd appreciate it, but still. I mean, I drink out of plastic, bottle, Coke.
Yes, Carly. And you must stop drinking out of the plastics and using the plastics, because they are just giving you toxins that you do not need. They are carcinogens.
Well, what about drinking out of wooden cups? Should I switch to those, perhaps? But then again, those would be cutting down trees in the forest. If I switch to paper, well, there we go again. Trees.
Color.
Maybe I should just drink out of my cup hand.
Have you ever considered using glass? You can use glass. Yes, thank you. Hello. Thank you, caller. Thank you for calling.
Rubber.
So you're
those are also made out of plastic.
The railroad tracks are made out of plastic, you say?
In Washington, D.C., in order to keep the tires from not making noise like they do in the old trains here in Boston.
Well, that was a big mistake on their part, Color. They should have just stuck to the natural metals of the earth.
Well, I better go, Yasi. My child here has been very inconsiderate.
No, Color, your child is never inconsiderate. It is you that needs the consideration.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you, Color. And thank your child, too. Thank you, little one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, little Color.
Hello?
Hello, Color. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello?
I would like to say something.
Yes, Color. Please say something. This is Say Something.
Because I've seen something.
Yes, what have you seen?
I've seen a plastic man.
You are... Wait, Color. You have seen a plastic man?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's caused many, 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 hours of anguish.
Color, I am very mystified at this. What is this plastic man, and where did you see him, and what was he doing? And did you stay away from the plastic, or did you embrace it?
Let me tell you, I should have stayed away from the plastic man. But no, I was entranced by him. And I ended up marrying the plastic man.
Color, please tell me more. I do not understand what a plastic man is.
Oh, I didn't understand either. I thought he was a real man. I thought he was all man, as they say. But it turned out that he was made of plastic. But I only discovered that 2 years after we were married.
So 2 years after you were married to this plastic man, he admitted that he was a plastic man.
Well, to much of my embarrassment, I found out that he was all plastic. It turned out that I had married a store mannequin.
But was he a blow?
I think it's a cautionary tale to anybody who's out to catch the perfect man. There is no such thing. But I was looking for the perfect man. I saw him standing around in a store, and that's when our courtship started.
Color, was he one of those blow-up plastic men? Is there a hole for you to blow air into this plastic man?
Oh no, he didn't require air. He was a fully formed, functioning, fully standing plastic man.
Is this like...
I believe there was a movie made a few years ago about just such a person. I thought it was more of a documentary, but other people saw it as a fiction comedy. It was called Lars and the Real Girl.
I don't know what you're talking about, Color, but
me neither, Yossi.
It sounds amazing.
I'm a mess.
Have you gotten the cancer from being with this man, Color?
I hope not. I sincerely hope not, because I was with him many times.
I want you to do yourself and me a favor, and I want you to go test it, because those plastics leak a lot of EAs, into the body system of the humans, and that can cause cancer. And you need to stop. Are you away from this plastic man?
Really, see, I should be away from him, but like a siren, he calls me back.
Caller, you need to give up the plastic.
I know. All my friends are telling me.
Yes. It's going to be hard, I know. But there's got to be a real man. There's got to be someone real out there for you to love.
I know, there's so much history between us.
Yes, Caller, but that does not matter. Where you were before and where you are from, it does not matter. It just matters what you are doing now and today.
I've heard to just leave the past in the past.
Yes, Caller. And he is a plastic man. He has no feelings.
He feels right. And we were together many, 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 many times.
Yes, Caller, but that plastic has no heart, and he has no memory or feeling. And deep down, that plastic man wants to be part of that plastic island in the Pacific. And he wants to...
I wish I could just throw out on that island and forget that I ever set eyes on those cold, dark, blue, handsome eyes.
Yes, get rid of that plastic man. For you and for everybody, we all must stop using the plastics right now. Do not say, I will stop tomorrow. You have to stop now. Before it's too late.
I'm going to stop using the plastic.
Yes. Get rid of all the plastics. Turn to your gold. Use your glass. Bring out the gold plates, Caller. Yes, we must take the action now before it's too late.
I will. I'm doing it right now.
Please, Caller. For your own health.
I'll call back in a few weeks and let you know how I'm doing.
Thank you, Caller. I am always here for your support.
Thank you, Yazi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marapan. Oh, there's just so much sorrow and plastics in the world. I look everywhere. And all I see is the plastics. All I see.
This is fresh air.
How can we get rid of all these plastics? And why? Why do they keep producing all the plastics when they know it is bad? It just doesn't make any sense. It's in our canned food. It's in our soft drinks. It's in our infant formula. It's in our sippy cups and refillable water bottles. It's in our dental sealants and dental fillings. It's impossible. I do not know what to do anymore.
Concerned about it. I wanted to learn more about it. And so I decided to test my own breast milk.
Yes.
And what I learned amazed me on a number of levels. Among other things, I just learned that breasts kind of soak up a lot of chemicals. It made me wonder, well, what else is going on with breasts?
Yes, we are sponges.
So you sent in your breast milk to see what toxins might be in it. What did you find?
I shipped my breast milk to a lab in Germany, and the results came back with actually high to average levels of flame retardants in my breast milk, as well as trace amounts of pesticides, trace amounts of dioxin, which is a known carcinogen, and trace amounts of a jet fuel ingredient.
Wow, okay, what was a jet fuel ingredient doing in your breast milk?
Yeah, exactly. That was my question. You know, it turns out that we just live these lives surrounded by modern industrial chemicals. And molecules get into our bodies through a number of different paths, through food, through water, through just touching substances. And then also we breathe them in. And it turns out our breaths are actually, they're almost like sponges, the way they can soak up some of these chemicals, especially the ones that are fat-loving. The ones I mentioned tend to accumulate in fat tissue. And then, unfortunately, the breast is also masterful at converting these molecules into food in the way of breast milk.
So you mentioned there were flame retardants in your breast milk. Where did they come from?
Well, I wanted to find that out also. So I did a number of studies regarding my own home. First, I studied my dust. Turns out that I guess I don't vacuum very often. I do have a lot of dust in my house, as do most of us, and it carries flame retardants. So then I wanted to find out, well, how did the flame retardants get in my dust? Whereupon I tore open my couches.
Yes,
and I biopsied.
Thank you for calling.
I think I might have just heard the word genitals on your show.
Yes.
Would that be correct in that?
I do not think it was genitals, but it was the word breast.
Breast, genitals. Well, I've got a question.
Yes, caller, please.
I'm a single man.
Yes, I can tell.
I've never been married or hitched up with any kind of lady.
Yes.
Well, I like to play the field. Right?
Yes, caller.
In other words, I like to have fun.
Yes.
But I do it very responsibly.
Well,
you have me worried, Yafi. You see, I use prophylactics.
Yes.
And, well, I've been using them for a few decades now. Countless times, need I remind you? Heck, maybe even thousands of times.
Wow, caller. You must
A lot of fun has been had by me. In other words, Yafi. A lot of ladies have been splayed.
Yes, caller.
But anyway, should I be worried about the plastics I use on my...
Yes, caller.
What would be the radio term I could use to describe what I have hanging between my legs, Yafi?
You can call it anything you feel comfortable calling it, caller.
What would you call it?
Are you talking about your penis, caller?
You make me blush, Yafi.
If you want to call it something else, you may. What do you call it?
I can't even get the word out of my mouth.
Yes,
but I'm
sure
lady.
You put that word in somebody else's mouth, don't you, Carl?
maybe I do. Go this way.
Yes, Carl. Yes, those prophylactics that you are using have very serious effects.
What's that?
Yes, those prophylactics are very bad and have serious effects. They can make males have low sperm count and also give you estrogen, which can give you the breast cancer.
What would that do to me? I'm worried. What would that do to me?
You can get the cancer in your breast, in your reproductive system.
I'm a man, Yassi.
Yes.
I don't have breasts.
Yes, if males are exposed at crucial stages, you can develop female characteristics, or maybe you have poorly developed male ones, including testicular cancer, reduced sperm counts, a smaller penis, or maybe some undecided testes.
You're saying that I could actually shrink?
Yes, or maybe...
Down there.
Yes, and your testes could descend.
Down in that thing, which you referred to as my... What was that again?
Your pineal gland.
Yes.
Yes, Colonel.
Yes. Well, maybe is there an alternative? Boy.
you can you can swish to the glass prophylactics, or maybe get some made out of gold. But anything made out of a plastic is bad for you, caller. Throw all those things away before it's too late.
Well, I guess it'll just have to be commitment then, maybe. I do have someone who has been somewhat interested in who I am.
Yes, caller. This is very harmful to humans.
Well, Yossi, I want to thank you for letting me know about this.
Yes, caller.
Boy, I don't even know what to say, you know?
I know I'm as in shock as you are, caller. Because I am surrounded by these plastic carcinogens. I am very upset at the whole situation.
I can see why.
Yes.
Mr. Goldie.
Thank you.
I can see why. I'm going to go ponder these things, and maybe I'll get back to you next week on my decision.
Yes, caller, I am always here for your support every Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m.
Thank you so much. Now, I'll see you later.
Thank you, Matapan.
Matapan.
Yes. Matapan. And here you hear it again. People using plastics. People infected by plastics. I just read an instance where when rodents are exposed to these plastics before birth, that the males often emerge with a shortened distance between their anus and genitals. That is a sign of feminization caused by too much estrogen. And on the few human studies, they found that baby boys born to women with high plastic levels intend to have shorter anogenital distances, just like rodents, as well as malformed genitals. And I know for a fact that scientists have discovered the fishes living in the ocean by the plastic island. They are known to be born with both sexes or mutated genitals as well, from the estrogen exposure from the plastics leaching into our waters, in which they eat, those little fish eat, and then the big fish eat the little fish, and then a bigger fish eat the little fish, and then it is caught for human consumption, and we humans, we eat these fish full of these plastic carcinogens, and we think we are okay, and next thing you know, we develop the breast, and we develop cancer, and low sperm count, and it goes on and on. And I thought radiation was bad. Plastic is just as worse. And yet nothing is being done to stop it. But there is something you can do out there, my friends. You can stop using the plastic. You just say no to the plastic. Get rid of it as much as it, as fast as you can. Before it's too late, now that you know, now that you have learned, throw away all your plastics now. Throw it away. into the vast ocean. The vast ocean of non-forgiveness. Because you'll just be eventually eating it later if you eat the fishes.